Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Inside Edge. It is Monday, January 20th, and I thought I'd start the week by telling my favorite New Jersey inauguration story. In 1860, Abraham Lincoln had just narrowly carried New Jersey in a four-way race. In those days, the Electoral College could split their votes. Lincoln came out of New Jersey with four of the seven electors. And as he was preparing to make his way to Washington to take the oath of office as the 16th president, in those days, inaugurations were in March, Lincoln was invited to come to the New Jersey State House and address the legislature. He accepted that invitation. And on the morning of February 21st, 1861, Lincoln started the day in New York City. He took a ferry to Jersey City, was greeted by huge crowds there as he boarded a special train headed to Trenton, made a quick stop in New Brunswick, again, wildly cheered by supporters there, and arrives at the Trenton train station. And this is a very typical Jersey story. Things weren't going smoothly. The legislature in 1861 was split. Republicans had the state Senate. Democrats controlled the assembly. Republicans thought that Lincoln should give his speech in the Senate, the Republican side of the state house. Democrats said that Lincoln should come to the assembly chamber, which is where joint sessions were typically held. Lincoln, sort of as a precursor to his style of governing, decided not to get into an intra-party New Jersey squabble and said, you know what, I'll just go to both houses of the legislature and I'll give a short speech in both houses. So that's what he did. He took a carriage from the Trenton train station to the state house. He came in through the front door, walked down the hall, through the rotunda, past the governor's office, over to the state Senate, gave a short speech in the state Senate, left, came out, went over to the assembly chamber. And he was, there was some concern that he might not be well received there. The scars of the 1860 election were still there. And earlier that morning, some legislators had sought to sponsor resolutions that were not entirely complimentary of Abraham Lincoln. But Lincoln comes over anyway, goes up to the front of the assembly and speaks for a few minutes. And whatever he did, he seemed to have rallied everybody together to unify New Jersey. At the end of his speech, he asked, if I do my duty and do right, you will sustain me, will you not? And the House of the people, the General Assembly, cheered loudly and they cried, yes, yes, we will. And Lincoln left the state house with the support of New Jersey, at least until he ran for re-election in 1864. Sorry, Siley, for the sign, but that's all for today. Thanks again for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow.